This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Black Friday is almost here, and when it comes to the world of video games, that's a huge thing. Director Brand Marketing for Sony PlayStation, Eric Latcher, is going to speak to me about the PlayStation VR and deals that you can expect during Black Friday. Well, thanks so much for joining me, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get really into the games of the PlayStation VR, why do you think you guys went with a VR, virtual reality, instead of Sony going to augmented reality?
I think that Sony and PlayStation are interested in technology and innovation, and I think that virtual reality is just the next logical step in the evolution of gaming. So I think VR was a natural transition.
Yeah, what makes you think that it was right for right now? Because, VR, this isn't the first time we've seen VR. If anybody remembers, Nintendo did it way back when with Virtual Boy, and that didn't work out too well.
I just think that the technology and power to design great games, design a great piece of hardware, and to create a good platform all converged at one moment and allowed for us to make a high-quality experience.
Yeah, I've played around with the Sony VR, and I really liked it. I only was able to try out the Skyrim VR. Are there going to be other games, too?
There's a ton of games. There's over 100 games right now available on PlayStation VR. So Skyrim is one, which you mentioned. There's Gran Turismo Sport, which is a car racing game that's super cool. There's Farpoint, which is a game where you're fighting spiders in space, and you shoot at them with the aim controller, which is a peripheral. So there's a ton of different interesting experiences.
When it comes to the VR, are we going to see a lot of indie games? Is this something that, a lot of independent developers are going to be able to play with?
Absolutely. There's a ton of developers developing games for us right now. We have a lot of games in the pipeline. And as I mentioned, there's over 100 games already available. So, yeah. We love independent developers.
The VR comes with its own little controllers, the PS Move controllers, but do you have to use them if you don't want to?
Each game has different controllers, so some of them use the Move controller, some use the DualShock, and then, as I mentioned, there's the Aim controller, which is sort of a peripheral that is connected to certain games like Farpoint. So it varies from game to game.
When it comes to Skyrim, this game has been out since, I think 2011 or 2012. And, I've played it 100 times. And one of the things I noticed is that as soon as I loaded Skyrim VR, it didn't port over my other Skyrim game. Why was that? Why did that happen? Why not let it port over?
In this case, there is a Skyrim game that's separate for PS4 and another Skyrim game for VR. There are some other games that cross over from one platform to the other, but in the case of Skyrim, it's a standalone experience.
When it comes to the VR, are we going to see things like movies maybe or TV shows specifically in mind to the VR that Sony's going to bring out, or is it only going to be game-centric?
We have a lot of discussions about, appropriate high-quality content for VR. What I would say is at the outset, the PlayStation brand is all about gaming. PlayStation VR plugs into a PS4, so we wanted it to be gaming first. We're about a year or so into VR. I think that it's a fair assumption that we will evolve eventually into non-game experiences and other types of entertainment. The PlayStation brand is all about digital entertainment, so I think it'll come. It's just a kind of a question of making sure we have high-quality experiences for our consumers.
With the PlayStation VR games, if you didn't want to use the headset, let's say you played it for a while and you're like, I'm getting a little dizzy, let me just play without it, can you?
Not really, because the headset is how you're able to see the game. I think the quickest answer is you wouldn't be getting the full VR experience if you didn't have the headset on.
Yeah, because I was playing Skyrim for a while, and it was, you can actually still move left and right, but it wasn't the same. And
exactly.
You're right.
It's designed to be played with the headset on,
which is so much fun because I was,
it's awesome.
I was playing and I don't know why I did it. I was just being goofy. I put my hand out like, oh, I'm going to touch a horse, right? And I ended up touching a curtain. I got scared. I was like, what is that?
It's so immersive that like you start moving your hands around and trying to touch things. The first time I played VR, it was this game called The Heist where you're going down a road in London and there's these motorcycles chasing you. And it was the most unbelievable experience.
I agree with you because you do get kind of lost in it. So I have to, every few minutes, just kind of poke my head out from underneath the headset. And speaking of the headset, you know, I'm all about putting skins on my consoles. Will there ever be like a different design for the VR headset?
I think it's a cool idea. I haven't heard anyone talk about a skin for a headset, but we definitely do that for the consoles and for DualShock. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happened one day. I haven't seen any plans for that yet, though.
Will we ever see like a bundle with the PlayStation VR and a PlayStation 4 together?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting idea also. It's definitely something that we've talked about, bundling a PS4 and a PSVR. I think that, it's definitely in discussion.
As of right now, though, what kind of bundles are available?
Yeah, so there's two bundle deals at Black Friday. There's the Gran Turismo Sport for $299, which is an all-time low price for the VR hardware along with a game. And then the Skyrim bundle is available for $349 at Black Friday.
That's still not bad because you're going to be able to get all these other games with it.
I think it's a great deal for such an incredible experience.
Thank you so much, Eric, for coming on. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more about Sony VR?
Just go to PlayStation.com. And if you're looking for the deals, you can visit any of your local retailers, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, GameStop, or Amazon.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.